You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Elk and Elk, serious lawyers for serious injuries. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And just to update you guys, yes, it is Chase Thomas. Thank you for the tweets sending that. Chase Thomas, who tore his ACL for the 49ers at their linebacking position. Pumpkinhead chiming in on Twitter saying, do I want Hard Knocks for our Browns? Heck yes, the Dog Pound is ready. Even made a logo with the Browns' new helmet and new colors out there for Hard Knocks. So do you guys want the Browns on Hard Knocks? Could be happening. They could be forced to do it. It's possible. Vic Carucci will be with us at the bottom of this hour, 1:30, about 10 minutes or so, to talk about his story. He was the one who said that the Browns are reported to be the front runner, so hopefully we'll hear from that. Maybe he got that from the owners' meetings down in Arizona. Now, how could you be forced to do Hard Knocks? If you don't have a first-year head coach, you have not been to the playoffs in the past two seasons, and you have not appeared on Hard Knocks in the past 10 years. So there are nine teams that fit that criteria. The Browns, the Bucks, the Giants, the Jags, the Rams, the Redskins, the Texans, the Titans, and the Vikings. So the Browns certainly could be that. I think, you know, who do you think would be the star then? I think Mike Pettine would become like an absolute star.
I do too.
On that show.
I really do. And I think that it'd be interesting because if I recall, and I haven't watched it in the last couple seasons, but I know they're talking to the general manager a significant amount of the time as well, and some of the decision makings that happened throughout training camp. And I don't know if Ray Farmer, he could be a star. But Ray Farmer doesn't like to divulge a whole lot of information.
Yeah, I don't. He would not be happy with.
I don't
with
think
those
so.
People in there.
And I don't think Johnny and his people, you know, his PR firm, his agents, and so on and so forth, unless he comes out, you know, like a shiny porcelain doll out of his treatment center, ready to dive into football, I don't think it'd be a very good thing for him as well.
I would personally, I wouldn't mind seeing that because I'd like to see what Johnny Manziel is really like in meeting rooms and what Johnny Manziel is really like. I think that would be fascinating to see it.
It'd be great for TV, but would it be good for Johnny? Would it be good for the brand?
I don't know. I think he would have to go. It would certainly maybe be a test of where he is at and what he is, you know, how he feels about himself, about being a professional. The spotlight is dangerous because he's a guy who's going to be natural. The camera's going to naturally gravitate towards him. Does he need that distraction right now?
I
would say
so.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Probably not. But listen, if you at some point, though, maybe you can just get used to the fact that the camera's there and just be done with
it. Sure, but I think that the time that he's taking right now, a portion of it is spent on, you know, the feeding frenzy that is social media. And he almost feels, and I'm not speaking for him, but the obligation to his Twitter followers, the obligation to put his life out there. And by having a camera in his face, you know, it's taking the focus away from the one thing we all hope he goes head over heels for, which is playing quarterback at a high level in the National Football League. Not the camera, not being a star, but being the quarterback of this football team.
Right, and it'll be interesting to see how, and you'll get a sense of what Josh McCown's like in that
yes.
quarterback room, how the new coaches are doing, John DeFilippo. I think it would be very interesting as a Browns fan.
It would.
And I think it'd be interesting to football fans in general because I think they all want to see Johnny. I do think Mike Pettine would become a star. But yes, it'll be interesting to see Ray Farmer and how open he is with that discussion because he does not like to talk about things that are going on here with the Cleveland Browns. Speaking of some stuff, you know, talking about quarterbacks, if the Browns don't get one in the first round, a guy that perhaps they look at, Garrett Grayson, having his pro day today. And according to reports, Jeremy Fowler reporting that the Browns have both offensive coordinator John DeFilippo and quarterbacks coach Kevin O'Connell. They're checking out Grayson. Grayson's a guy I've watched a lot of tape on. He's a big guy. He's got some nice movement skills, decent arm strength, throws a nice ball. I don't like his throwing motion. It's almost back like a javelin. It's a very long windup like a pitcher. So I think that's something that he would have to work on significantly to get the ball out quickly. But does throw a good ball, accurate down the middle of the field, especially down the seams. He's a guy that's got some intrigue. He wasn't able to go at the combine due to injury, so his pro day one certainly to watch today.
Absolutely, and I think that it just goes to show. And I've asked Scott Petrek last week who he had on and a few others as they joined the show. The question that looms over my head is, are we done at quarterback? You know, do you feel that where we sit right now with Josh McCown, Johnny Manziel, Connor Shaw, and essentially maybe an undrafted free agent or a extremely late, you know, draft pick, are we done at quarterback, or could we see, you know, us make a move, maybe first round, or maybe in that second tier of quarterbacks with Hundley, Grayson, and Petty?
And right, apparently reports coming in, Kyle Krabs from at NDT Scouting saying that Grayson pretty much killed his pro day. There's some people who think that he could be there in the third round. If he had a great pro day, perhaps he would be there, may go in the second round. But he's kind of in that discussion. There's some people who I know who like him better than they like Petty and Hundley, but he's in that second tier after Mariota and, of course, Winston. Is those three, and it's Petty, Hundley, and Grayson, and depending on who you are and how you view those quarterbacks, that's how those guys get ranked. But apparently he did have a very, very good pro day today. Let's go north of the border to our man Cam in Canada. There it is. Cam, what's going on, man? I see you getting active on Twitter, by the way, as well, Cam in Canada.
Yeah, you know, I'm just really disappointed you didn't come in up here for your holiday, man.
I was going south.
Whereabouts in Canada are you, by the way? Because we've talked about it a few times. Where are you?
Saskatchewan. Within an hour where I live, we have the world record whitetail and world record rainbow trout. There was a 48-pound rainbow pulled out of the South Saskatchewan River about 20 miles from my house. It's unbelievable hunting and fishing.
What's
up here.
The weather like there right now?
About the same as you guys. We were really warm through January, you know, plus in Fahrenheit, we would have been around that 55, 60 in January, and right now it's kind of like 30-ish or whatever here, okay. But during the summers it's like 100, 105 like for 3 months here.
Wow.
Pretty nice.
I see a really trip in our future.
So, I mean, but no, I'm just joking. Florida's not a bad decision.
No, Florida, I think it was a good really one.
Good. Yeah, but I'm all good. I'm really grateful for all the coverage you guys put in, and I think a couple of things. Number one, that Hard Knocks, oh man, like, how much better would it be than an opportunity to get inside that room and see what's going on? And I think it'd be fantastic. And I've watched those, and I think they're very tasteful. I think
it'd be fascinating. Really, there's no question.
Yeah, and they show a lot of compassion too, right, for guys that get cut. And
sure.
They actually show a human side to the game too. I really enjoy that.
It is, and the Browns do their own version of it on a smaller scale. Obviously, they can't do the HBO level, but they do a, you know, called Building the Browns that they did last year. Andy Hecht put that together, and it was a fantastic show, and they're going to do that again this year. So it'd be, you know, could be an interesting juxtaposition of Hard Knocks and, of course, Building the Browns. But I'm all for it. The distraction part of it, is it a distraction? Maybe it is a distraction. I think this team now with the veteran leadership that they have, they're, I think, in pretty good shape. I think, you know, because if you look at who you've added into this team, you've added Randy Sarks, you've added a Tremont Williams into this team, you've added a Dwayne Bowe now to this team, and Bowe, Andy Reid called him a pro's pro, a consummate professional, a guy that he loved being around, who worked every day. So I think with those guys, Whitner, Dansby, Joe Thomas, Hayden, you've got a lot of guys who are going to be able to kind of make sure that everybody focuses on the right things. But there would be some, there are some fascinating stuff. I'll tell you what, I think the running back room with Wilbert Montgomery, Isaiah Crowell, and Terrence West would also be a pretty fun one to watch on television.
I definitely do. And again, the hesitation for being gung-ho about Hard Knocks.
You never were on Hard Knocks, right?
I was never on Hard Knocks, no.
What would you think about it as a player?
I would try to avoid the cameras.
Really?
Yeah, I really would. Simply because, I don't know, that's just my first inclination, is that I would do my very best to stay out and to not be that boisterous personality. Because I think, and when I talk highly of Carlos Dansby, I talk about a guy that came in here and started talking the talk, you know, as soon as he was signed as a Cleveland Brown. And then, but why I give him so much credit is because he backed up every single word, and what he wants to happen here in Cleveland is something very special that people can get on board with. And I think sometimes in those Hard Knocks, you know, a team or HBO or a producer or director can, you know, create this facade like everything is good and everything is great and this organization is going to be so good, and they portray the team in such a positive light, yes, with little itty-bitty mini stories, you know, sprinkled in. And then the actual season starts, and that team goes 4-12, you know, and it wasn't so much a story. And then you realize, looking back, oh, remember in Hard Knocks when they focused on this player and that spat that they had in practice? Well, that carried over into the season, and now one of them's gone, one of them's traded. And I just think after last year with Gilbert's immaturity, with, you know, Terrence West being a healthy scratch on multiple occasions, everything that circles Johnny Manziel, you know, even will utter the name Josh Gordon somehow from a TV standpoint. They'll build him. He will have no way of really controlling this season. But somehow, a producer will want to build a story about him, and I think it's just a negative thing for the organization. And they'll take it away from the product that's on the field on Sunday.
I think it's a team that I think that you're right. There are obviously some negatives to it, but I think it would be a big benefit for people to see, because of all the things that have been written by people who are not necessarily in the know and aren't here every day, about the dysfunction between Ray and Pett, the dysfunction of Jimmy Haslam, et cetera. That would all be exposed as being wrong.
But does it take doing Hard Knocks to for that to all come
to
light?
No, but I just think that's a side benefit.
It is.
I think
that would
be a benefit.
There's no doubt. But everybody, I think, also, too, is everyone is just now getting on board, you know, the meeting of the minds down in Florida or whatever happened, to understand their roles. I think we need another one of those going into Hard Knocks so that everybody's saying the same things and doing the right things in front of those cameras, because –
Well, Pett knows about it, and Ray knows about it,
because
Ray was in Kansas City when Kansas City had it, and Pett was there with the Jets. Pett was awesome on Hard Knocks, if you go back and watch it.
I do. That's the only reason. Honestly, before we hired Coach Patton, you know, I knew he was coaching in Buffalo, but the reason why I felt I knew him was from, quote-unquote, was from the Hard Knocks, and, like, that bald defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
That's how I know him.
I'm mic'd up. He'd have that little sign. I'm mic'd up. And then he'd just start talking trash to people. All right, when we come back, Vic Carucci, speaking of Hard Knocks, our former, the man, the birther of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will be with us from the NFL meetings out in Arizona. He had the report on the Browns being the lead team to be on Hard Knocks. We'll let you know everything else that's going on down there as the owners' meeting kickoff in Arizona this year today. All right, we'll back with more. CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.